Hi everybody out there, Stephen and I here today. We wanted to take a break from our normal scheduled podcast to bring a special podcast to you, speaking with some of the Inspire vendors, talking about what they are going to be doing during the COVID-19 pandemic. The event industry has been completely rocked by this pandemic, and let's listen along to find out what we can do to stay positive, stay informed, and better yet, come back stronger.
We've reached out to these guests specifically based on the knowledge they have as professionals in the wedding industry. We are glad to know that they're willing to share kind of their experiences as we do this.
Hello, Inspire Wedding Show and Lifestyle listeners. Tanera here. We are also now still reporting on COVID-19 to see what our great vendors of the Inspire Wedding Show are doing in these times to deal with this pandemic and how they're pivoting and shifting their businesses to work with what the current situation. So everybody knows that Inspire Show, we love culinary, we love great food, and food is such a part of family and brings everyone together. So it's natural for us to miss our food vendors, especially since we're such a foodie society and most millennials now eat out more than 6 times a week. We've brought in one of my great friends and members of the Inspire Wedding Show vendor team, and that is Kim Henderson with Heritage Catering. She's going to talk to us a little bit about what they're doing at Heritage to help their employees, help this problem, and of course get everybody fed with yummy food. Without further ado, Kim, are you there?
I am here. Hi. Yes, thank you for having me.
Hello. Kim, Hello. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We've done a podcast with us early on, and still plug for you has been getting fantastic ratings. So I think
Thank you.
People enjoy speaking with you. It is great to have you today. Kim, let's just jump right in here and say, you know, what are some of the things that you and your staff are doing in the face of social distancing order that we're under right now?
Well, as with, you know, many of the other restaurants and caterers in the Central Arkansas area, we've started offering curbside pickups and deliveries. We're basing that on a limited menu. We have some menu options for small groups, for families, for anyone who wants to order it. We've had some people, you know, buy one and share one with a neighbor or another family, and that's been really special to be a part of that.
Let's talk about that real quick, Kim. I really want to highlight that focus, because with you guys being a catering business, curbside is not a big thing for you. Delivery's never been a thing for you. That's how you guys do business every day.
Right. You know, you said it right. I think we've all heard pivot and shift more than we ever thought we would right now.
Yes.
As a caterer, we're just having to diversify our food service options. We have kind of, in our short time in Central Arkansas, have kind of become known as an event caterer. And so whereas we still did things, lunches, corporate events, and things like that, we had kind of gotten away from that from our beginnings. So we kind of went grassroots a little bit and just went back to some things that we did in the very beginning. And we hope people enjoy them. We hope that we're just trying to do our part and still be here when it's all over, to be quite honest.
Absolutely. And I feel as strong as you and Shane have always ran business, that will definitely be possible.
Tell us some of the things that social media is doing for you in this downtime, or what role is it playing in your business?
Well, so it's been a really great way to still stay in contact with everybody, with our customers, with vendors like you guys, and just a way to communicate with our customers so that they know what we're doing and what's going on. And, you know, we're just trying to stay positive through all of this and support other vendors and support our friends and family and just get through this, you know.
Right.
They're, I've worked with a couple other vendors. We did a photo shoot with D-Rose Sanford.
Oh, I love him.
A couple days ago.
Yep.
He donated his time to take pictures of our food. And then when we were done, donated the food to a shelter. Oh. So everything went full circle. I mean, it was, that's just one example. Our sign that's hanging outside our door was done by Custom XM. And I've just never seen the community really come together and support each other. Restaurants supporting each other. You know, we're in this together. Mm-hmm. This is a universal experience for all of us. We're all feeling this in some way. And so it's, even though it's really awful and people are hurting, it's been encouraging how people are just, they just want to help.
It really is a testament to the human spirit and what people can truly accomplish when they're challenged.
Yeah.
Well, you said some poignant names there. D-Rose Sanford. And tell me again, who did your sign?
Custom XM.
Okay. I don't know them, but I will know them in the future because I will call upon them. And how amazing it is that people are banding together. I think that's really a testament to what we're experiencing as a culture.
And I also have to shout out Lelis and Olive. You guys know Jo Beth.
And oh, love
she
her.
Is, you know, gathering up vendors and creating an everyday celebration that she's doing as a giveaway on her page.
So kind.
Yeah, that's just another example of she's bringing vendors together and then giving to her community. So it's just. Even though this is such a hard time, like some really great things are coming out of it, I think.
It really is a wonderful thing when people will step up to the plate when in times that are challenging. It's really hard to do those things. You know, some people, we all give in a way that resonates to different levels. You know, I think about people that have brick and mortar and that have employees and people mm-hmm. that really have to put their neck out. And I know you're in that boat because you've had people that you've looked across that catering table to for years. And I know that your heart worries for them in this time. And I know, of course, I'm podcasting with Tanera, but she has done the same for some of us by worrying about whether we're sanitized and things like that. And I have to say, sometimes it's on public and it's on social media. And sometimes it's the unsung heroes that really resonate to me. And I really do get moved about that kind of stuff because I know there's so much good going on that's not on social media. And I think those are the things that we may never, ever hear about, but those are the kind of acts that truly will keep America strong. And I'm so proud of our nation right now because I'm just seeing so much of it. And I am glad some of it's on social media because I do want to hear about it. But I know there's so much more than what's being broadcast. And I know that just like this nation was built on the back of hard work, I feel like it will be saved with those people that are willing to step in and deny self and not get any glory. And that really excites me. It really helps me believe in the human spirit.
So, Kim, thank you for trudging the way to really take on employees and take that heat off of our community. I think the small business owner doesn't get thanked enough for support. And, you know, we're going to see if the government helps. Mm-hmm. And they're saying they will, and we'll see. But for that matter, you know, you can be that voice for caterers all over.
Well, the government is doing some good things right now, and with the CARES Act and the Paycheck Protection Program and the EIDL loans and things that are happening, there's things and resources out there. I've listened to the governor every day since this started happening. I don't know how many webinars I've listened to. And
just you're doing your part.
keep myself informed so that my business, myself, my employees, nobody, you know, we're not missing out on anything because this is an unprecedented time.
Yeah, like Tanera said, there's no LY.
Yeah, we have nothing to measure it with.
You're right. Well, I heard something recently to look up, look around and look within, look up, around and within. Uh-huh. And looking up for me is my God.
Yes.
You know, is my faith. And then looking around is our community, like we talked about. And then the within is me. Okay, so there is some downtime for all of us right now. What can I learn? How can I make myself better? And I really cling to that because I think really with that kind of foundation, we will move forward and move past this and hopefully get through it, you know.
I feel like we'll come out on the other side, and especially with you operating so grassroots, you've always mentioned that. You spoke about that in your first podcast, which is one of our most popular podcasts. And well, thank you. You know, I think really what it is, you know, you're representing of a lot of dreams that are out there. You know, somebody's coming up that is, you know, in first grade that's going to have the same dream you did. And yeah. I think you're laying a great foundation. You know, Kim, in the beginning of this COVID reporting, we started talking and speaking more to the wedding side of our business because we had that whole influx of weddings that were canceling. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. now the reality of that's kind of set in. It's mm-hmm. it's done. And it was a little bit of panic and we got through that. And it's amazing how that happened in a very short time. Mm-hmm. And I love that you said now we're experiencing what our new normal is. Are you even talking weddings right now? Are you still talking about the menus and catering?
Yeah, the gratefully.
Yes.
I actually had one, an October wedding book, a new wedding, someone that I'd kind of been talking with before all of this, and she still booked her wedding. So I was really grateful for that. Unfortunately, a lot of the other wedding talk has been rescheduling. And as you guys know, those are hard conversations. Mm-hmm. And because they're sad, you know, and I'm sad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that we're having to go through this. But I mean, we're just being as flexible as we possibly can. And we're just through each unique situation and bride and event, we're just trying to do the right thing. And, you know, what's best for everybody and what's safe and just move on from that and look forward to the new date.
Absolutely.
Well, and the new date will be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Especially when you've got professional vendors like we have in this area and like yourself. So that can be a rest assured.
You know,
it will be wonderful when it finally gets here.
Yeah, we will. We'll come out on the other side of this. And you know what, Kim, and I know you can concur, the event business is a strong business. It's a business of strong people. Otherwise, no one would do it because it is such a tough business.
That's true.
If we don't make it through this, I don't know who will.
I think it's the event professionals at the helm that kind of take it and run with it.
Oh yeah, so.
That's true. And a couple of my employees, my gig employees is a term I've heard a lot lately.
Yes.
Have been calling to check on me.
Oh.
And I'm, you know, my heart's just been broken for them through all of this, and for them to take the time to call me, I've got some pretty good folks that,
you know, that's a testament to you and who you and your husband and the how you lead your staff. That's why they do that.
I could work for Kim. I don't think she'd have me, but I could definitely work for her.
Of course I would.
I'm sure she'd get sick of my mouth. She'd be like, I need you to be quiet now.
You guys are the best.
Well, you're so sweet.
Kim, I have to say, with speaking to you, I already feel better. And what an uplifter you are. And I'm be honest with you, I'm going to adapt that and make sure I'm going to recap because I think it's so poignant. It's look up, look around, and look within. Is that correct? But I'll tell you what, I don't know that there's wiser words on the airways right now because it really does take the balance.
She gets it from her mama.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes that balance of those things because, you know, I think the old adage goes, you're so heavenly good, you're no earthly worth or something like that.
Yeah, but I've heard that.
Something like that. I don't think I've got it exactly right, but you can't get your eye on one of those three things because I don't think you'll succeed. You know, because if we just look at ourselves, we're not going to mm-hmm. be able to see what's going on around us. And if we don't get the up above. So I really just think mm-hmm. that's super poignant. I'm kind of belaboring that, but it really did just resonate.
That's going on a t-shirt.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right? It just resonated. So Kim, props to you. And I you're being so proactive with up, around, and in. I love that. And I really believe that people are going to be encouraged when they hear this COVID report.
Well, I hope so, because we all need it right now. We definitely are having our ups and downs, and some days are harder than others. So if there's anything I can do for anyone out there, I'm here. Our doors are still open, or we'll meet you curbside.
Well, I'm going to put something out on my social media, so I hope people are watching, because I wanted to talk to Kim mainly about this giveaway that she's doing, or it's not a giveaway per se from them, but it's definitely paying forward by buying one, getting one, and mm-hmm. you gifting that yeah. meal to another family. And right. Kim, that can go to anyone, so that they can set the delivery up. And
mm-hmm. okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. You know, right now, just call me.
Yeah,
I love it. Call me.
Okay.
And you know what? Everyone's situation is different right now, and so I just know I want to be there and help and do whatever I can right now.
I think it's safe to say we can redefine BOGO instead of buy one get one. It's buy one give one.
Yeah.
So oh, BOGO. Yeah, that's so
buy
good.
One give. Yeah. One. You go ahead and use that. Buy one, give one. BOGO.
That's
so.
Steven, you just what do they call that?
I learned from the marketer.
He's marketing over here. We're whiteboarding. Well, Kim, you're the best. Thanks for giving us your take on what's happening in the catering side of business during COVID-19. I think you're doing a great job at what's been thrown at you. In closing, it's best for all of us to remember that this will end soon and we will come out on the other side. I want to read you a quote that Stephen brought in today that I thought was really poignant and really fit the times and, of course, who we spoke with today, with Kim Henderson from Heritage Catering. And this is a quote from Amanda Nguyen of Butter And in San Francisco. And she says, in times of social isolation and fear, it's human connections, acts of love, and comfort food that will get us through it. And I think that says it all. Have a great day.